Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined now by our good buddy Antonio Daniels. Love having him on the show. Great energy, great perspective. Former first-round pick back in the day. Top 10 pick. NBA analyst for SiriusXM. I heard him chirping today on the way in. Mm-hmm. Heard him doing his thing. NBA radio, of course, Fox Sports, the Pelicans, and the Thunder. He is a man about town. Antonio, welcome back to Tiki and Tierney. How are you, man?
I'm great, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Doing awesome. Let's start with one of the teams you covered directly. That's the Pelicans. Obviously, Griffin, and this is smart to do this. You know, you take the position, you sit down with Anthony Davis, you see if you can maybe mend a bridge. He tried to do that, and now they've made the determination, at least, going out there and trying to get the best trade package. So, you know, did you ever think there was a chance that Anthony Davis would change his mind, or were you pretty much convinced this is the way it was going to go down, that he still wanted to be dealt?
Once David Griffin got the position, Griff's reputation precedes him as far as his basketball knowledge and what he's done as far as building up rosters. Once that happened, and then the ping pong ball fell to the New Orleans Pelicans, I thought, well, maybe there's an opportunity. Maybe there's a chance that Anthony Davis could kind of revisit this whole thing. After now it's a new regime. It's a completely new regime. They've torn it down from the top and you know, they're doing things different now. So you think to yourself, well, maybe Anthony Davis, you know, if he's seeing himself along, if the Pelicans decide to go on with and draft Zion, I was like, okay, you know, we're going to have more national TV exposure. You know, I get an opportunity to grow my brand right along next to Zion's brand, sort of similar to the in a different decade, obviously, but the Tim Duncan, David Robinson connection sort of. And obviously, you know, he thought different. You know, I think Anthony Davis's mind right now is on playing with guys that are already established, mm-hmm. and guys that have already won championships. You talk about going to L.A. and playing with LeBron. He's a three-time champion. Or going to New York and possibly playing with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. After this year, Kevin Durant may be a three-time champion. And Kyrie Irving's a champion in his own right. So, you know, you always got to respect the guy's decision when he does what he feels is best for himself.
Yeah. You know, Anthony, let me, Antonio, ask you about the city of New Orleans as a basketball city, because so much of this we're positioning as who he's going to play with and he's going to get a chance to win a championship. But is New Orleans an appealing NBA city? Because I don't know if I know from firsthand knowledge.
Appealing as far as what, though? Like, it depends on
like the fan base, the energy that's there, economic opportunity, like all those things that players like to think about when they are considering the facilities, you know, the medical, like all that stuff.
Yes, the facilities are fantastic. They have a new practice facility, and the moment David Griffin went in there, he said, you know what, we are going to put a $3 to $5 million upgrade into this facility. They have a facility that is shared right next to the Saints facility. When they are winning and they are relevant like they were 2 years ago, New Orleans is electric. It is electric. When you go back to when Chris Paul was there with Tyson Chandler and Peja Stojakovic and those guys,
yes.
I was a part of that team. It was electric. You know, it's just in the past, they've been very inconsistent. And it's tough. When you're a small market, and you're not a very good team at that time, it's tough to get that following, especially when the Saints are as good as they are
mm-hmm.
in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough act to follow in its own right. But now with small markets, you can grow your brand anywhere. With social media and all these different outlets that athletes have,
yeah.
access that you have, you can grow your brand in any market now.
Oh, yeah. We've been saying, you know, for years, Teak and I, we have an expression probably going back 5 or 6 years. Madison Avenue is mobile now. You know, you don't have to be
right.
New York, or L.A. It's Antonio Daniels with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So I had to throw this by before we get to the NBA Finals. There was a pretty interesting trade that went down today. Not the participants necessarily, although now the Hawks have three of the top 17 picks in the draft, but the Nets have now carved out $48 million in salary cap space. Mm-hmm. They could get the full max for sure. They can retain D'Angelo Russell if they want, or they could get the max and let Russell bolt and get another max here. All sorts of whispers, you know, Kyrie's really thinking about the Nets. Do you believe that Kevin Durant will actually entertain the Nets seriously? Because we kind of have those two guys tied together.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's so hard to figure out what Kevin Durant's going to do or even what Kyrie Irving's going to do, because we can sit here and speculate, but here's the thing that we discussed today. You know, you got Kyrie Irving, who's had a history of being injured. You got Kevin Durant, who's going through a pretty serious injury now. That final year of that contract is huge. If Kyrie Irving stays in Boston, he gets 5 years. If Kevin Durant stays in Golden State, he gets 5 years. And the difference from that fourth year to that fifth year is, in essence, of $50 to $60 million that you'll be leaving on the table. Mm. And when you're constantly injured, like Kyrie Irving has been these past 3 or 4 years, and Kevin Durant is going through a serious injury now you really have to take your time and think about what's best for your future. Because no matter who you are, I know people say, oh, well, you know, he's made $300 million. What's another $60 or $400 million? $60 million is $60 million. $70 million is $70 million. And you don't just walk away from $60 or $70 million, especially if you're not 100% healthy.
Yeah. Now, that's an interesting point. Speaking of KD and not being 100% healthy, looks like he's already ruled out of Game 4. Well, how do you see this playing out with him? Do you think it gets back at all before the series is over?
Fellas, listen. It's a picture today on the internet. that I saw him yesterday as the Warriors were leaving after Game 3. And he's basically standing in the tunnel. You can see it everywhere. It's not a picture. It's him standing in the tunnel, high-fiving everybody as they come off.
Yep.
And his ice bag is around his Achilles. It's not on his calf.
Mm.
And I remember watching that game. My first thought was, man, that looks like his Achilles. If you ever seen someone tear their Achilles, I know, Tiki, I know you've seen this numerous
times. No, I actually ruptured my Achilles. I know. I ruptured
BT
mine.
BT knows firsthand. Oh, yeah. I've seen many guys do it. Joe Montgomery did it.
LeVar Arrington did it against Dallas.
Exactly.
You look back, because it almost seems like a guy feels like he's been kicked.
Yep.
Like Kevin Durant did. And he reaches down, and then you don't put any pressure on that leg. So my first thought would be towards Achilles.
Me too.
When you hear, you know what, it's a calf strain. And you're like, all right, cool. Anyone that is a basketball fan that loves the NBA game was so happy to hear that it was just a calf strain for Kevin Durant as opposed to him rupturing or tearing his Achilles. And now you continue to hear he's out, he's out, he's out, he's out. And now you see the pictures of him with the ice bag around his Achilles. It just makes you think. I wonder.
Well, what are you saying?
Really,
I mean, are you saying they're lying to us? Are you saying he ruptured?
No, what are you saying? See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a doctor because there's a lot of things that could have happened. He could have been at the end of you ice for 15 to 20 minutes. This could have been minute 21. And he could have basically pushed the ice bag off of his calf down to his Achilles.
It could have been
a number of things. It could have fell down to his. It's a number of different things. So I'm not a doctor by no stretch of the imagination. But I just find it weird that ice bag was there. You know, it was around his Achilles. So more than anything, I want to see him come back because I am so sick and tired of people with this whole narrative that they're better without Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That drives me. That is the biggest narrative that has irked my nerves over probably the past year or so, that the Golden State Warriors are a better team without Kevin Durant. I don't see how anyone can fathom that.
Yeah, Antonio, quite frankly, we don't even waste time on that on this show because it's a complete waste of time. And if people think that they don't know basketball, then we just can't stop it. We got to keep moving on from that nonsense. So let me ask you about Klay Thompson. What did you think was going to happen last night? And do you think the Warriors handled it well?
Number one, I think they handled it perfectly.
Yep.
Because I don't think that sometimes you have to not be concerned with the battle, but be concerned with the war. So they could have run the battle last night and lost the war eventually, which basically means they could have got Klay Thompson last night and then lost him for the remainder of the series. You go back a year ago to Chris Paul and the Houston Rockets versus same Golden State Warriors. They were winning 3-2. When Chris Paul injured his hamstring and could not return, he was done for the series. Houston didn't win again. And if you're Coach Steve Kerr, you understand, look, I know you want to play. Yeah. I know that we need you. But you are more important to us for game 4, 5, 6, and 7. You know, so you kind of – not to say that they gave that game away, because they didn't. But last night, you know, you're without Kevin Durant. You are without Klay Thompson. You are without Kevon Looney. So not only are you going to suffer offensively to score, but two of your top three defenders aren't on the floor either. And then next thing you know, Toronto goes out and has a 50-40-90 game.
Yeah.
And they win the game, which is to be expected.
Yeah.
It's a confident move by Steve Kerr, but I was all for it.
Yeah, of course. And Steve Kerr, and I mentioned this earlier. I mentioned this last week. BT and I rediscussed it earlier this week. I mean, he's underrated in so many ways as a coach.
Agreed.
He's had so much success, both as a player, 5 championships, 2 with San Antonio, and then 3 with the Bulls, obviously. And now 3 as a head coach. He's been at 5 straight finals. I mean, we don't give him enough credit. And I was challenging BT, really our audience and BT, is he already in the top 5 of coaches of all time? He's been amazing, and he's still got a lot of coaching left to do, and especially what he's doing this year and this postseason.
You know, it's tough. It's tough to kind of – because he hasn't been coaching that long.
Yeah.
But what he has accomplished thus far has been incredible. I played with Steve. He was a teammate of mine here in San Antonio. And you know why guys like Steve Kerr don't get a lot of credit? Because you hear fans say all the time, well, give me that Golden State Warriors team. I can coach that team to a championship because they have talent. And what people don't understand is how difficult it is to coach talent.
Yeah.
How difficult it is to coach talent. I've heard many people say, oh, man, of course Phil Jackson's going to win a championship. He has Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Or he has Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. Give me those teams. I win a championship. No, no, no. Because when you get talent, you have egos.
Yeah.
You have agendas. And it's tough to get guys with egos and agendas to sacrifice physically, financially, and all the other areas. And Steve Kerr has gotten this Golden State Warriors team to do that. That's why they continue to be championship relevant every single year. Winning 73 games, winning 3 of the last 4 championships, possibly 4 of the next 5, 4 of the last 5 if they win this year. I agree with you. I think he's extremely underrated, especially as far as in-game adjustments go. But what we do is we look on the outside, like we do with Kevin Durant, and say, oh, well, he has Steph, and he has Klay, and he has Draymond. He's supposed to win. So we don't give them the actual credit that they deserve for being successful.
Yep. I got about 30 seconds left, and then our show's over. Antonio Daniels with us here, 13 years in the NBA. He's got a chip from the 99 Spurs. So, 4-year player, you were at Bowling Green. I know you took a ton of shots because you were the man, 24, 25 points a game you last year. You ever see a box and one in college? And do yes. you think that this becomes a little bit of a new trend in little spurts in the NBA moving forward?
And I think it should be. I'm not going to lie. I think it should be. If you look at that box and one, yes, it was janky. Yes, it was weird, but it was also effective.
Yeah.
Because they outscored Golden State up to that point, up to when Andre Iguodala hit that 3, 10-0. So it was effective in what they did. Yes, it's weird. And the whole point is what the NBA is all about. It's about not letting that guy beat you.
Yeah.
It's about not letting Steph Curry beat you or James Harden or any other star within this league and to make those other guys hit that shot that Andre Iguodala hit.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. We got to bounce. 5 seconds, literally 5 seconds. I got the Warriors now in 7. How about you? Quick.
I got to stay with what I said from day one. I had the Warriors in 6.
Okay. Great chat, buddy. Thank you very much, Antonio.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Be he's good. Awesome. He's a ball of energy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.